Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte.
Hello, Fáilte. So I'm going to do a quick community question answer. Well, I'm going to answer a community question quickly here. Beth Morrigan, and I'm going to be doing more of these through May, so definitely keep an eye out for them, right? So Tanya asked through our mailing list at theirishpaganschool.com. Tanya asked, do you find the Morrigan an energy of co-creation in regards to your activism, and does she aid you in your magic? Just for some context, I've had her in my life for around 10 years, although when she first appeared, I had no idea who she was. My experience is that she's always there when the shit hits the fan, and that she picks me up and dusts me off and throws me back into the fray, aware of her protection. However, between times, she has a tendency to go dark. So if there is a way to engage more regularly, I would love some enlightenment there. So show up for her every day. I say this all the time, and it's the simplest and the most difficult of solutions to this particular question. So yes, if she's going dark, she does go dark. The Morrigan is about the big stuff, you know, and the day-to-day stuff is, I found, is not so much on her register, you know, it doesn't register with her. But definitely this energy of co-creation with regards to your activism, and does she aid you in your magic? 100%. The Morrigan is a goddess of sorcery. Before the big battle, the second battle of Moytura, it's one of the main things that she promised was to help sorcerously, magically, to help to defeat the Fomorian enemy. Definitely with her sisters as well, and various of them would be very concerned with magic and sorcery. And, you know, it ties in very much with the prophecy as well. But this idea of being there when the shit hits the fan, the Morrigan is always around for the big stuff, definitely, in my life, certainly, and in my battles, my particular battles. And she is a goddess of change. So whenever that change is happening or needs to happen, she can get involved, and has gotten involved for me personally. So this experience of being there when the shit hits the fan and picking you up and dusting you off and throwing you back in, but being aware of her protection, being aware of her strength, being an ally to call on for inspiration, for prophetic inspiration, for magical aid and support, definitely, you know. And the Morrigan is kind of, when you look at the lore, the Morrigan is kind of outside of the tales. So that is a thing that has definitely been a feature in my life and my relationship with her. Okay, so Slongerful.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Slongerful, and we will see you next time.